Hi there. The word for you today is stay in constant contact with God. In Ephesians 6, verse 18, Paul writes, "Be persistent in your prayers." Andrew Murray wrote, and I quote, "Many Christians look upon it as a burden and a duty and a difficulty to get alone with God." That is the great hindrance to our Christian life everywhere. God says, "Call upon me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you do not know." How's that for an offer? The answers you seek, my friend, can be found on your knees. Jesus said in John 15, verse 7, "If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you." When you think about it, prayer is kind of like a platinum card. It gives you access to God's wisdom and resources. Paul writes, Romans 12, verse 12, "Continue steadfastly in prayer." The story's told of a soldier in World War II who was caught creeping back into his quarters from some nearby woods. Brought before his commanding officer and charged with communicating with the enemy, he said he had just gone out to pray. Well, the commanding officer asked, "Do you make it a habit of spending hours alone in prayer?" "Yes, sir," he replied. "Then get down on your knees and pray now," roared the officer, "for you've never needed it any more than you do at this minute." Well, the soldier kneeled down and prayed so powerfully that his CO shouted, "Enough! You may go. I believe you." If you hadn't been so often at drill, you wouldn't have done so well at review. Isn't that a great story? Prayer isn't like a spare tire you can just leave in your trunk and expect it to be effective when you need it. Now you must be persistent in your prayers. In other words, and here's the bottom line to all of this, prayer is simply staying in conscious and constant contact with God at all times.